Why didn't God stop Eve from listening to the devil? It's a good question. Whenever there's a why that's put before God, there is a real high likelihood that we won't know the answer. Understand, God is much, much, much bigger beyond anything we are, so we're not going to know everything God knows. In fact, there is a teaching in Deuteronomy 29:29 that says that God has hidden many things, the deeper things, from man's understanding. We're not going to know them. But I can look at something like that and basically say, why did God let sin into the world to begin with? And I think I can give you a logical answer to it that may make sense enough to say, well, if my answer is not right, it at least shows that there are some logical answers that may well be correct. Here it is. You got to know that the reason God does all things is for His glory. The history of the church has said, if there's one thing that every person who's a follower of Jesus should know, is that why God does all things. And the answer is, they have a catechism that says this, He does all things for His own glory. Man's chief end is to glorify God and thereby enjoy Him. Now, let's use that to glorify God. Let's assume that you are someone, that you have someone in your life that you know who is the most brilliant, most artistic, creative, generous, just goes on and on. All of these wonderful characteristics, all right? Just incredible person. Would you give that person glory? Of course. We see a great world-class athlete, and we give me your autograph. That's saying, I'm giving you glory. Let me have a picture with you. I'm giving you glory. I'm just boasting in you because you are so outstanding. We'd applaud that person like crazy. All right, now scenario number two. Let's imagine that there's someone that has all of those qualities, but in addition to that, it's someone who has shown you forgiveness when you did something was deplorable, and they could ruin your life, but they chose instead not to. Let's imagine that this is somebody who showed you, gave up everything they had so that you might benefit in some special way. And the story goes on about all these things. Which of the two would you give more glory to? Obviously, everyone would say the one who had also done these specific things for me. All right, hold that. Now, we know that God is all-wise, all-knowing, all these things. So we look at God and we go, wow, God, glory, glory, glory. But let me ask you this. If man had never sinned, God said, Eve, here's the question. Eve, not going to be any sin. No one's ever going to sin. Would God's creation know? Well, let me put it this way. Would God still be a forgiving God? Well, if He's a forgiving God in the Bible, let's just say what was the Bible. The Bible says He's a forgiving God. Would He be a forgiving God? Yes, He would. Would we know Him as a forgiving God? No, because He would have never forgiven. He would be forgiving, but He never has forgiven. Would we believe that God is a God of grace? Well, if God is God, then He's a God of grace. That's the way He declares Himself. Yeah, He's a God of grace. Would we ever know Him as a God of grace? No, we'd never know Him because He'd never shown grace. How about mercy? Well, He'd be a God of mercy, but we'd never know that He was a God of mercy by experience because we would have never been shown mercy. So which one would we give the most applause to? The one that's brilliant and wise and creative, or the one that's all of those things plus forgave me, showed grace, showed mercy? That's the way to get glory. So if you want a wonderful plan to receive glory, I can come up with a good plan. I can understand that. Now, that's the best answer I can give. And if whoever asked that question, you know, if you're here, I just say this. You know, I don't know a better answer to that. And if that says that doesn't satisfy, man, on my little T-sheet, I'd be saying, this is why I don't believe that Jesus is God. This is why I don't believe in Christianity. Check off. It doesn't. If it's making sense, you want to say, well, it could be that all of this just to help you make a decision, all right?